Blog Talk Radio.
Even in extreme conditions, nobody wants to wear a greasy mosquito spray. Try new Off Deep Woods Dry Repellent, the same proven protection of Off Deep Woods, but with a formula that feels dry, not oily or greasy like ordinary long-lasting repellents. Take comfort to the extreme. New Off Deep Woods Dry keeps bugs off. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's 98 degrees in good old Southern California in San Diego County. The sun is up, and it's on high, and it's hot out here. But welcome to another worldwide event. WBN and N and the Gozi Time Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicles. Broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, and I am the host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. Come out and support. Come and speak with the host. Tell a story. Tell a joke. I spit a point. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get your mic open. And if you're having issues of calling in to the show and your plan don't support calling into the online show, download the TextNow free app and call into the show. Listen, pay attention, spit a piece. So right now, as we are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, here we are. You know, we are one in this poetry spoken word family. And nobody can explain it better than Ngozi, because he taught me what a family is when it comes to writing and spitting and telling stories and doing the spoken word thing. But some days we are one of many. And some days we are many of one. But every day, we are family. Ladies and gentlemen, family is not just about blood and DNA. It's friends and those who care and those who love you each and every day. It's more than just blood that binds us. We are spiritual kin. It's the connectors built through mind and body and soul. The only words to describe that connection is sister brotherhood. When we speak, we stand proud and we say it loud. Our poems are louder than planes, trains, and buses. But a family that's strong through change, resilient to adversity, where laughter urges unchiseled words, where being curious is a common goal. The only thing I just wish for, one thing to be different, that the spoken word poetry community become unfractured. And ladies and gentlemen, again, welcome to WBNN, Ngozi Time Entertainment, featuring the Boston Chronicles. So let me say welcome to everyone. I hope you sit back, take in the wisdom and knowledge that's going to come through this mic, analyze what you hear. If you have questions, ask. Don't be afraid. A stupid question, a silly question is the question that's not asked. So feel free. I'm an open book. So come through, write your name and the guest pages, and then just enjoy what you might hear tonight. Mind turned like doorknobs, as if an unseen force pushed from another side that may never recognize absence. Opinions flowed away like pigeons with broke wings, and we choose to wait to have hope. Scared the door will open the second we walk away. And young men refuse to face the ages. The middle-aged act like foolish puppets lost in dictated foolery. And the elderly watch in the distance, the young middle-aged fail the test of heed out of greed. Didn't heed the teachings of the ancestral ages long past. The sleep begging for an awakening, yet the dead rejoicing in the freedom party and the front doors of those who attempt to be free from self-imposed imprisonment continuous. Lost in a soulless acuity, their eyes sit on the false gods instructed by indoctrination. Institutionalized by illusion and introduced back to their mindless souls. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a track by the world-renowned number one DJ, Brother O. Brother O, spin that tune.
Dreamed of you this morning, then came the dawn, and I thought you were here with me. If you could only see how much I love you, you'd want to trust me.
To the Boston Chronicles tonight, of course, 516-453-91, press 1 to join the conversation. Caller 1, you're live right now with Mr. Boston.
Oh, caller 1, who do I have the opportunity to speak to tonight?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can.
Hey, sweetie, it's Jerry Petito.
Jerry, ooh, Jerry, I am so glad that you was the first caller, because you know what? After you get through speaking, I want to put something across your mind.
Okay.
For you to give me an opinion on.
Okay.
Okay. When you get through speaking, so I'm gonna let you speak. And do your thing.
I want to do my thing, but I want to ask you. Do you want me to read a poem about being a poet, or do you want me to read a poem about facing it until you make it? Which one?
Facing it until you make it. That sounds good.
All right, baby, here we go. Because, you know, fake it till you make it, right? All right, here we go. My poem's called Face It Till You Make It. All right. Fake it till you make it is a term heard so much. I don't really agree. It's living with a crutch. Not just for addiction, all life lessons, my friend. That's a saddened life to live until the end. I'd rather go by a saying more real, face it till you make it, in spite of how you feel. We got to grow up, put our past behind. In spite of our hurts, there's greatness to find. I'd rather go through life smiling every day, holding up my chin, all good things to say. Positive thinking and actions likewise throw out a force up into the skies. What we project is what we will earn. Karma is real. We each have a turn. Your thoughts are wired to make you think, with what you do can make you sink. Keep all your thoughts uplifting and real. Feeding your mind crap destroys how you feel. So don't put out crap. It comes back to bite. Stand up real tall and just fight the fight. I promise you this, if you face all your fears, it may be quite scary, but will add to your years. One day you'll be happy with who you now are. Just look at me. I've really come far. I look in the mirror and like what I see, but most important, I really love me. That's for everyone out there who's struggling tonight.
Wow. Sweetie, Jerry Petito. See, that's what I'm talking about. You're a quiet fire. That's what you are. You're a quiet fire, and you bring You put a foundation under a foundation and make the old foundation strong and make the old foundation new all at the same time. That's what I like about you. Quiet Fire, that's your new name. Jerry Petito,
right,
the Quiet Fire.
I love it. Mr. Boston, I love it. Thank you. So what's your question?
You're welcome. Okay, now, this is what I'm going to put across to you. And you need to listen very carefully to exactly what I said.
Okay.
Okay. I know I'm about to say some shit. And the outcome may be inconsistent with your inconsistent beliefs. I understand my shit don't fit your agenda. I'm my own shit and ain't stressing about your mindset. I'm always ready for preconceived antics, and some going to say vocal militant, and that I am. Others are going to attempt to shut me up or close me down. You can't, because I am a knowledgeable and wise, educated rebel. But pathetics out there listening, conjuring up your next move, I play 3D chess too. You must learn together in the inner stand. You can't do shit to solid concrete and a legacy two screws missing. She told you, sleep ass, to pay attention. Better check my verbal munitions. Generations of generations became blind, sleek, and wayward. But then, what have come of the past they didn't understand? Because of this skin been weaponized against ourselves. Ourselves criminalized, then blame the establishment, yet the establishment have the whole world discombobulated about us. With their own decrepit system, even have them confused by their own laws they make that twist and crack their own nuts. Painting black men menaces to the structure of society, but still, I fear no man. Fuck the foundation of this soft-ass America. So since some of you not getting me, walking across your thoughts chewing bubblegum, let me take your brains out of the box. I could tell you I'm out. Then what transpires when hope and progress really transpires? Send you back, serving like you still picking cotton? Have you listened long enough to apply how to get up off your knees? No, you don't know how to serve yourself. She told you this mindset is not difficult, but a reality set mind. The one that can rewind, one that can ruin the image of the life you used to see. You see, if you paid attention, you wouldn't be broken. You would have learned from the beginning, not looking at that skinny girl you thought was going to be in your bed tonight. Attention, that was my daughter, the Black Queen Militant. See, you lost focus on self-incarceration. How are you going to get out of your self-criminalization of your whole race? The low-down delineation of our whole history. Stop wearing that silly face as if you didn't know. By now, you should know I'm not afraid of the established status quo, the rhetoric that they attempt to spew to stop the evolution of the coming revolution. In peace.
Wow.
Now. What do you think? Give me some feedback on that.
Okay, so what I think is this. First of all, I'm so glad I read the poem I read, because you're basically saying, get up, stand up, and do your thing, regardless of what anyone else is doing or thinking or telling you how to be. And, you know, we do have to get out of the mindset. We have to. Someone said, I did an interview tonight on Hamilton Radio, and someone said that a mentor of hers told her, every night before you go to bed, erase the chalkboard. And I said, what? And she said, yep. So everything that goes on, all negative stuff throughout your life, throughout your day, every night, erase it. Learn from it, okay? Always learn from it, but erase it. And move on and move forward. And what you just said tonight was just amazing, because regardless of anything, regardless of your past, regardless of what people think, you're not afraid. And you're not going to allow them to hold you down.
Yep, there you go. That part right there. And who told you, whoever told you to erase the chalkboard at night? Absolutely correct. I do that every single night. And it keeps me from turning into an animal. You know, we clutter our minds with stuff from yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that. And it builds up. And we never move forward because we're so focused on what has cluttered our minds 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days before. And then we lost there, and we stuck there, and we never go anywhere. We just right in that same retrieval every single day, every single day. Jerry Petito, I am so glad you came through, because, you know, I thought when I did that piece, nobody was going to understand that piece, because it touched on a lot of different areas of our lives and history, you know, and I didn't think nobody would get that. And you got that. You got that right perfect. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. All right. Love you more. All right. We got anybody else on the line there, Brother O?
Yes, you do. And been waiting patiently. Young lady by the name of Genesis Amaris Kemp, are one of our wonderful hosts.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, she's here. Mrs. Kemp, how are you this night?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. Hope the same for you. Just wanted to call.
Oh, I'm always doing well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and support another host tonight and just come on here and, you know, there's power in numbers and just listening in to someone else's show. So you and Jerry had some great poetry going on there. So that was a...
We haven't got into it yet. It's coming, though. It's coming. We haven't got into it just yet, but we will. We just warming up right now.
Okay, so I guess you're going to get into some hot and heavy topics later on then.
Well, we're going to touch on a lot of little things because, you know, when we stand together, we're more powerful together. And the more powerful we are together, the more our voice rings, and it rings loud, like trains and planes and buses. Absolutely. All right, I appreciate you coming through. You got something that you want to spit or a question you want to ask?
Sure, I can read a poem that I wrote a while back. Let me...
Come on. Come on. That's what this is about, poetry. Come on, then.
Wait a minute. We'll put her on ice real quick, Mr. Boston, so she get herself together. After this track, she going to do a poem. And, of course, this is the Boston Chronicles. And anger, y'all. Are you angry tonight?
In my brain, it ain't just me. Anger. Anger can make you old. Yes, you can. I say anger will make you sit your anger, destroy your soul. No room for rage in there. There's no room for rage in here. Ooh. When it's the place.
This is WBNN, the Gozy Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicle, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I am the host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. Make sure y'all guys come out and support and speak with the host. Tell a story, tell a joke, spit a point. The call-in number is 516-453-9133, brought to you by the Gozy Time Entertainment. Again, let me say, if your phone plan does not support call it into the online show, please go to the Play Store, download the TextNow free app, and call into the show and support Ngozi Time Entertainment. Now, back to the lady on the mic. It is your mic, lady. Now do your thing and do not disappoint.
Hey, 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 everyone. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp, and this piece is entitled, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I have no one to help when I truly need it. Everyone is so consumed with their own stuff that I just do it myself. I feel like what's the point of having a helpmate when you ask them to do something and they don't? Actions speak louder than words. I feel like it's a lot on my plate and I need God to show up and show out, but he is testing me. I feel like if I lash out, people are ready to point the finger, but they don't know the weight I bear. I feel like going off to a deserted island and be me, myself, and I. I feel mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. People may see me and think it's all fine because I try to take a licking and keep on ticking. I feel like I need someone to pour into me, too. I feel like I keep pouring out because it's in my nature and DNA, but I am left overexerting. I feel like I'm at my wit's end sometimes, and I just need a supernatural miracle from God. I feel like I'm done crying these tears in silence that God only knows. I feel like everything is in my court, and I need a way out of the cocoon to a butterfly, a way to be happy, peaceful, joyous, a way to exhibit all the fruits of the Spirit. I feel angry when I see all the injustice, racism, hate, evil in this world. I didn't have a knee on my neck, but I'm a human and a black woman at that. My heart aches just like everyone else in humanity. I feel like I need God's soft words, priceless touch, and his move in my life now more than ever before. That piece is entitled I Feel by Genesis Amaris Kemp, the host with the mostest, and also the podcast founder of Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp.
The hostess with the mostest. You know what? I have to give it to you because you dug down deep inside of you, found you, grasped you. Then you looked up and you leaned on faith and you feel just fine now because all the things that was bothering you don't bother you no more because God has taken them and wrapped them up and made you smile. That gleam in your eyes, you're just fine now, like a brand new little girl in a candy store and with knowing what candy she gonna choose before she come out. Ain't that something?
Mm-mm. I feel sweet like candy cane.
Miss Kemp, I so appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming through and supporting the WBNN and the Boston Chronicles tonight. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. And, oh, if I could say this, if anyone is interested in connecting with me, feel free to go to my website, genesismarskemp.net, and make sure you check out the podcast, Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, on all major podcast platforms.
And, of course, you'll be back on next month, right, Genesis, with Gems right here at Beverly Nation, right?
You got it.
All right. That's the
right
Boston
now.
And the Chronicles.
All right. All right. Here we go. I'm going to put something across to y'all because, you know, sometimes our minds get distant. And yet the things that we should be looking at to teach our children, we don't. And then we give our children over to pre-programmed schools, and they just teach them anything. Well, I'm going to teach you something about some history, something about our forefathers and how history change the narrative. And the piece is called Sins of Our Fathers, Criminal Genocide. You see, stories of long ago whitewashed by the historians who only wrote from lies and fragments and told it roughly wrong in his story. Well, let me tell you mine. How white supremacy begins, the voyage number 35 on a journey of criminal genocide. Cutthroats and criminals financed by the European wealthy, their profit, exportation of abundant lands, destruction can say in sure description they were heathens. The quest of religious freedom next to nil. But mere thought and control of other people. They were hard-pressed to find a God anywhere, and the campaign of demonization begins. Prerequisites of an annihilation of a people, slander, jealous, rage against an advanced civilization attempting to annihilate 1,000 years of habitation. Their philosophy? Invade indigenous communities, snatch the land, exploit the riches, and murder the inhabitants. The inhabitants leaving their own children and grandchildren to pick through the ancestors' bones. The imagery of interracial harmony became the terror of bloodshed. These are the sins of America's forefathers. Greed, ungratefulness, bestial at best. And his story, their true testament, yet they still won't talk about the issue, debate the issue, argue the issue. These are the sins of that founding father. If told correctly, will change the entire history and their status in the history books as intentional, evil, systematic, genocidal, bloodlusters of the innocent. You still concerned about me sleeping with your wives and daughters, Mr. Forefather? You've been sleeping with them since impregnation of the first slave woman. In peace. Now we're about to have a track by the international world-renowned DJ Brother O. Trouble man, I'm moving All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back again. This is WBNN, the Gozy Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicles, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I am your host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. You still got time to come out and support. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Come on through and support this platform brought to you by the Gozy Time Entertainment. Okay, do I have a caller in queue? Who do I have in queue? Hello?
All right, call
do
you
I have
live
a caller
right
in queue?
All right, Mr. Boston, go ahead and do your thing. Do your two wonderful calls, man. Get back to our tracks.
See, as if you didn't understand, yesterday I attempted to re-oil your old doorknob because the skeleton key refused to work in your favor. Because you still have yet to overstand the ramifications of following that false god. See, the foolery that still behooves you, like handcuffs and a hangman's noose, have you grasping for spiritual air on the verge of self-death. And the excuses, the devil makes me do this foolery once again. Yet you've been trying to commit suicide ever since truth been knocking upon your inner door. Shocking. Could be. How strong is your faith? Because the ego explaining to you something different that goes against your beliefs taught to you since third grade, passed down through generations of your family tree, and you still don't believe me. PTSD. No, not. No. Not traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic slavery disorder. Even after re-oiling your rusty doorknob, the skeleton key still refused to open to let you see, even though you're worthy of this truth. You are afraid of you. Afraid this truth can set you free, but you give spirit room to assume. And manning up will deplete everything about your self-incarceration and your false narrative you keep telling yourself. Because you have yet overstood post-traumatic slavery disorder. In peace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You see, times when I come to this page and I think about what I'm going to say and what I should say and whether I am going to offend somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand one thing. When I come here to spread the knowledge and wisdom that my father has given to me over the years, my brothers and uncles and cousins that have given to me over the years. And my father once said, you can have all the wisdom and knowledge in the world, have all the book degrees that you can have in the world. But he says, if you don't give it back, then you're just as dumb as a person who hasn't learned it yet. But that's neither here nor there. Let me take you somewhere. Last night in the Krusty Fork Kitchen Bar and Grill, the takeout was busy. The crowd mingling, a few new guests, Barcase live on stage singing Shake Your Rump to the Funk. Some of those nicely dressed dudes broke were trying to run game on my favorite girl. I already knew the outcome because game recognized game. And game on, she smiled and gave me that usual smile. And I just warned youngster, all he saw was super tight short skin skirt, caboose penniless, and a very nice ooh-wee booty on those long, sexy legs that figure eight walk girl was working those hips as if she was the star of Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion's video. Damn, girl was seriously savage about her papers. Those motherfucking curves that walked almost made me say, excuse me, can I get you a drink? Youngster was already on it. Of course, I knew better. Never mix business with pleasure. And never play in your own backyard. Youngster, as usual, for 25 years old, with Ebonics on his tongue. He said, girl, what's up? She said, dude, I'm not much of a woman for small talk. I'm about mine, so, sir, what you want, since you are lost for this conversation. Better yet, for a better word, ask for what you want. Let me supersize your order. I swallow to make you harder since you, me. This is what it is. How good are you at predicting a woman's wet weather? Hot weather forecast for a cost. But understand, I'm not a street girl, neither a corner one. But I escort a serious damn pole dancer. Wherever you have a fantasy of putting it, he said, give me some options. No hickeys on the pussy. $7.50 for an hour, $1,500 for two. After that, everything else can be negotiated. Because after two, it's all night for 10 grand. Take it or leave it. Youngster pulled out a black card. It was on and popping. Got him in the blue room. She was done in 2 minutes. She came out laughing. She said he didn't get it past his zipper before he let go in his hand. Game on, she said. She said, they don't make men like they did back in the day. How you used to put it on me, I said, girl, stop making hints. That was back in the day. Let me keep this deep respect I have for you. Never mix business with pleasure. In peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. Let me shout out to all the ladies in the building. Let me shout out to all the poets, writers, and men in the building. Let me shout out to the commissioner of WBNN. And let me shout out to the one and only, the man who brought me over to this side of the river. And I didn't have to swim when I got here. He just gave me the damn limousine and told me to drive. And I've been driving ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the whole entire WBNN family over here. So we take care of each other. At least we try to. We do the best we can over here. Brother, oh, what you got to say?
I will keep your name.
All right, we are back. Let me put something across to you. A lot of people say that truth will set you free. And I am a believer, yes, truth will set you free, but before it sets you free, it's going to piss you off. So I'm going to piss somebody off tonight. The truth doesn't always set you free. People prefer to believe prettier, neatly wrapped lies. You see, if you read plus study plus research, you will gain knowledge. Applying all brings wisdom. Books taught me that the things that tormented me were the very things that connected me with all the people who were alive. Faced with the collective forgetting, we must fight to remember we don't live in a mediocrity, and to pretend that simple hard work will elevate all to excess, exercise in willful ignorance. People are trapped in history, and history is trapped in them. Civil rights activists, authors, and critics, and I think about living in a place that's chock full of history and devoid of memory. I think about how it's impossible for a nation to have a conscience if it doesn't have a memory. Black people in America, the descendants of slaves, the despised, the mistreated, and the shunned, are the most resilient people in the United States of this America. Poverty is not white poverty. Many of its causes and many of its cures are the same, but there are differences. Deep, corrosive, obstinate differences, radiating painful roots into the community and into the family and the nature of the individual. These differences are not racial differences. They are solely and simply the consequences of ancient brutality, past injustice, and present prejudices. I'm not quite sure what freedom is, but I know damn well what it ain't. How have we gotten so silly, I wonder? The white economic and political elite often fail to recognize blacks as Americans, just as blacks often fail to recognize their potential for advancement outside of the limited opportunities afforded them by whites. The mainstreaming of African American history was a byproduct of the long black freedom struggle and the early black history movement and the black student movement of the black power era. The official eraser of any existence before enslavement. As if black Americans did not exist before, the yoke and the chains and the whips has always created a passion for us. Our stories are timeless and they are about us. A people of tremendous strength. Our songs are full of love and life and the ups and downs of both. They are soulful with the rhythms of a heart that is in sync with the nature and wonderment of our struggles that were real and rugged. They beckon our memory to the highest callings of the spirit to help us rejoice and to overcome in this shifting landscape. We may tend to forget what the old folks say. Most of us probably now realize that our ancestors did indeed have it right. Their common sense was always allowing them to get through the worst of conditions throughout history. and still we thrive from their bold undertaking. Black people need to find out. We have to find out who we are, where we come from, because if you ain't raising the vibration, you're killing the vibe. In peace. All right. We got anybody in the queue?
At time, no. Let's go right back to the soundtrack, y'all.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Now tuned in to WBN and N and the Ghosty Time Entertainment, y'all. We doing our thing over there with that old school Marvin Gaye. That DJ got it going on over there. But anyway, this is the Boston Chronicle. This is Mr. Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. Y'all come through. Join the conversation. Dial in. The number is 516-453-9133. And again, if you're phone plan don't allow you to call into these online shows, download the free text call app in your Play Store and call into the show and support the Boston Chronicles and the Ghosty Time Entertainment. She is a woman of great strength and passion. She has love with her soul like you could not imagine. She is a woman of desire and desires to be loved. She gets on her knees and asks for strength from above. She has an overflowing fountain of courage inside. She has been broken down with no place to hide. Through the hours, minutes, days, and years, there have been days of hurt filled with tears. What makes her strong? Her heritage, the former queen. They gave her knowledge and respect by all means. What makes her hold her head up high? Her black pride. You hear what I said? What makes her hold her head up high? Pride. And the beauty she possesses from deep down inside. What makes her sensual? Her femininity. Her lips. Her hips. Her dark skin. All that is she. She has been the backbone of the family foundation since creation. Through her, there's been born a great nation. She is the bank of the river. The bank of the river flow, helping man's direction in his temple. She helps him find renewed inspiration. She is like earth, wind, and fire, his shining star. She has the essence to stand whenever you are. She is the essence of flesh that holds the seed of birth. That's why she is called the queen of Mother Earth. Let my mind rewind to put you in the front. See, it ain't nothing but the essence of a black queen. In peace, ladies and gentlemen. Within this space is you and I. Shaped like a donut, planetary boundaries together with social boundaries, orbital construction. Capture this philosophy and implement it. Deja vu related to this completely new place. Some will say complexity. You know that place between sleep and awake? That place where you still remember dreaming? That's where I'll always love you. That's where I'll always be waiting. I will come back and take you to be with me, and you also may be where I am. All the other changes that come with the change of spiritual mind shows you how to find a place you truly love. And even more importantly, how to make it your very own. This is where you belong. Planetary boundaries together with social boundaries, orbital construction within the space, you and I. Eyes the color of the sea in the winter. The waters of a musical ocean. Knowledge of a place you frequented within his spirit. A water spirit that played enchanted song. You will learn the secret places, the cave behind the waterfall. Only thing in my life that compatibly exists with the grand universe are the creative works of your beautiful female human spirit. Her sweet intuition itself springs from the depth of her human soul. What the desire to give meaning to one's own life is joined by the fleeting vision of beauty of the mysterious unity of things. A spiritual experience within the space, you and I, as if its truth were self-evident. Think about your legacy because you're writing it every day. Know that this place between sleep and awake, that place where you still remember dreaming, that's where I'll always love you. That's where I'll always be waiting. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. All the other changes that come with the change of spiritual mind shows you how to find a place you truly love. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. Now we're about to have a cut from none other than the world-renowned DJ, Brother O.
Artistic, wonderful, outstanding Marvin Gaye. May he rest in peace. There'll be none other than him. Tonight, we want to thank the wonderful Jeffrey Sanders, as you know him as Mr. Boston around the world, not only at WBNN, but other platforms that he has sojourned. And, of course, all the folks should give him honor and glory. Again, this man's been doing this thing for over 12 years, isn't it? And he's part of our wonderful dynasty right here at WBNN. We're so proud of him. Tomorrow night, we come back on this wonderful platform with the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One, and his show, Stand Up the Sticks, 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here on the wonderful and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, what we do all the time. WBNN has, you know, broadcasting prowess, you know, before I go there, last night was a wonderful night for those who were a part of it, trying to garner, you know, not only commitment to black and black crime and the black power movement and its Black Lives Matter. You know, we have to save our kids. And it's important for us to be good parents, good stewards to our youth. That is what it's all about. You know, this Ngozi time is important to me because right now a child is dying in some city in the United States of America. We got to change the parameters and our objectives and be better, you know, as stewards. If a child dies, we should march for that. We should be howling and screaming for that because it's our communities. Charity starts at home. The life you save might be your own, and do you know where your children are right now? And, of course, like again, I love all of you. So let's love our children right now. And, of course, you know, Better Nations advertising through Ghost Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ghosty underscore time. Ola Dudley Malema goes here at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ola Dudley, that goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malema goes here saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Let's save our children. Imperative. You know, all the folks out there that say they're champions on social media and don't do anything about it, you are a coward. I'm calling you out. All you are safe folk, awakening folk that spit, you know, to me nonsense, ain't not about the children. Enlightenment, but let's enlighten our kids to put down their guns and make a change. It's time for a revolution. And I said what I said. Now back to the outstanding legend of Internet Radio, Mr. Boston.
Brother Ngozi, I have to just give it to you. See, you bring essence to a platform. You bring power. You bring resilience to a platform. So before I check out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let me reiterate this. This is to all the ladies out there listening, to all the ladies that are out there to believe in themselves, to all the ladies who have strength of Mother Universe within them. This is to you. Ladies, I can turn out the lights, but if you stay, can you make me stay on your mind? Let me see what your conversation is about. Can you follow me into darkness to realize the light in both of us? Can you be at that level without being afraid? You must have a dark side if you are to be whole. Can you be silent and listen? Are you confident enough of yourself to allow your madness to shine? That madness is a special form of the spirit and clings to all teachings and philosophies, but even more to daily life. Since life itself is full of craziness and at bottom utterly illogical. Now back to the beginning. I can turn off the lights if you stay, if you make me stay on your mind. And that's that peace. And ladies and gentlemen, until next time, next month, same time, I will see you in the twilight. I hope I run across you in my daily walk. I hope I cross your path in my daily life. And if we do, you can almost bet 110% you are going to have the most mind-tingling conversation and the best time for the moments we spend together. Until next time, let us say, from WBN and the Ghosty Time Entertainment, let us say good night. Brother O.